Iraqi police say gunmen have killed an Iraqi television journalist, the second journalist slain in that country over the past 2 days. VOA television correspondent Jeff Swicord has just returned to Washington from the Iraqi capital. We asked him what the situation is for journalists in Baghdad.
Well, I think it's very dangerous, particularly for Iraqi journalists. I mean, people can be coming at them for different reasons. It could be something that they reported, but there's also a lot of sectarian violence. They don't want Sunni journalists, or they don't want some, or one of the militias doesn't want Shia journalists reporting. So there's a lot of that going on as well.
How do the journalists operate over there?
Western journalists generally, especially during the height of the violence, did not go out into the streets. They sent local people, Iraqi people that worked for them, to go out to do interviews with people, to with camera crews, to go out in the streets and shoot for them. You don't see a lot of Western journalists going out in the streets and doing reporting, which is a real shame because it creates a lot of distance between you and the story that you're trying to report on.
But you met some Western journalists over there. How did they feel about the situation?
I think that it's something that they're obviously been living with. It's something they've adapted to. And, the best advice that someone gave me was actually some guy that worked for KBR, who was one of the big American companies over there that does support stuff like food, everything from food to transportation for the U.S. military. And he had been there for 7 years, and he told me, he said, look, is there danger out there? Yes. Do I fear it? No. Do I respect it? Yes. He says, you're no good fearing it. You need to respect it. And I think he's right. You need to take the precautions that you need to operate safely in that environment. And usually that means having a security detail with you.
Do you see any link between the rise in violence against journalists and the leaving of American combat troops from Iraq?
No, because to be honest with you, I think that they could have gone after them before the U.S. combat troops left. And to be honest with you, one of the U.S. generals told me that, in fact, the U.S. had not been involved in counterinsurgency operations in the country for the past year. It's really been the Iraqi security forces have been handling that end of it. So there's the pullout. There has really been no change, is what the U.S. military will tell you.
There have been a lot of deaths of journalists in Iraq.
Yes. Today in the Wall Street Journal, there was an article that Iraq has now surpassed Vietnam as the most deadly conflict for journalists since World War II.
VOA television correspondent Jeff Swicord here in our Washington studios. Press Freedom Group say at least 139 reporters have been killed in Iraq since 2003. I'm Susan Yawkey.